You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We have now, it seems, entered the lawsuit phase of the GameStop frenzy. That is ticker symbol GME, by the way. As the volatility in that company's shares and those of AMC, the movie chain, BlackBerry, BB, and Nokia, NOK, continue to pace this morning, Robinhood, the platform of choice for a lot of what's been happening, and some other retail brokerage firms as well, started restricting trading on those shares. Lawyers have gotten involved, and what has been started with these trades is nowhere near over. But we thought it might be a good idea to recap what we know, look at why it's happening, and try to figure out where it might lead. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore is going to do that for us all in 2 minutes. Here you go.
So GameStop, the video game store, has not been doing so well. You've got some big investors who are shorting the stock, meaning they are betting the stock is going to go down. Like, they will make money if it goes down.
Hedge funds and other investors and other traders that believe that GameStop is overvalued because it's a brick and mortar chain.
John Jacobs directs Georgetown Center for Financial Markets and Policy. And then you've got people who are betting GameStop stock is going to go up. And a lot of these people are non-Wall Street people.
Lots of small day traders who are coming to the marketplace, sometimes for the first time.
These two groups are fighting. Millions of small day traders are chatting with each other on Reddit, egging each other on to buy more. Hold on to the stock. Don't let its value drop. Make those Wall Street guys lose their bet.
That it's a popular movement rising against big Wall Street interests.
Guillaume Keller is one of those day traders on Reddit. He's actually based in Paris. And for him, it's become something more than winning a bet over a random video game store.
The retaliation around the unbridled Wall Street greed for the past 20 years.
Keller doesn't actually mind losing a little bit of money in the end if it costs a Wall Street hedge fund a lot, which it has. People like Keller have driven GameStop shares up dramatically, and the higher they go, the more a short-selling hedge fund loses. James Angel is an associate professor of finance at Georgetown.
Now, we've seen these kind of spikes in prices before, and we'll see them again. And usually when they occur, they end badly.
And badly, as in the price eventually comes tumbling back down. And small traders who had invested their savings, hoping to make a quick buck, might lose out. But finance author Zachary Carabel says maybe we shouldn't assume that retail traders don't know what they're doing.
Maybe they do realize they might lose money. Maybe they said, if I lose $500 doing this, but I could make $5,000, I'll take that risk.
And maybe for them it's worth it. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.
We got a glimpse today, courtesy of a report from the market research firm CoreSight Research, of what this economy is going to look like post-pandemic. Major retailers, the report says, are expected to close 10,000 stores this year. That is up 14% from the year just ended. But at the same time, more than 3,300 new stores opened last year, and CoreSight predicts another 4,000 will open this year. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has that one.
The types of stores that shut down in the pandemic include lots of footwear, clothing, and accessory shops, according to CoreSight Research. The types of retail that opened? Discount outlets like dollar stores. Industries that cater to certain pandemic needs also did all right.
I believe the housewares category as a whole, overall in the country, has seen tremendous growth from New York to the West Coast.
Natasha Amet runs the kitchen supply store Whisk in New York. Her business did better than she expected in 2020. Now, as restrictions start to lift,
I'm hopeful that people will keep up their love for cooking and want to spend their money at a store like ours.
Businesses small and large are trying to game out which pandemic changes will be permanent. Constance Hunter, chief economist at KPMG, says at least for those who are on the upside of the K-shaped recovery,
and I do think this pent-up savings is going to lead to higher consumption than we would normally expect once we get to the other side of the pandemic.
And for businesses that can hold on until then, there could be a business boom. Nicole Marquis owns Hip City Veg, a chain of fast casual restaurants around Philadelphia and Washington, D.C.
By the end of the pandemic, there maybe more opportunity and space to grow and innovate. We're already looking at 3 new locations.
Because she expects that once people can go out again, those with the ability to spend will spend a lot. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.